Early in his ministry, Jesus told his followers that his Father, who takes care of the birds, the grass, the flowers, would also provide for their needs. This promise would have meant nothing had Jesus been just a man. But because he is the Son of the living God, who overcame death, we know we can trust his word. So no situation or need is too large for his almighty, all-merciful, gracious hands. In his perfect time and way, he will provide whatever we need.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and what does that mean to us today? What does that mean to you personally? We're calling this teaching lesson, Because He Lives. Remember that old song, beautiful Christian tune from years gone by? Because He Lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He Lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, I know that life is worth living just because he lives. Praise God. Boy, I love that old song, don't you? Well, you know, after Jesus' crucifixion, nobody expected him to rise from the dead. Multitudes of people had been crucified, and yet none of them came back to life. Why would the people of that time even consider such a possibility? Today, those who don't believe in Christ's resurrection can't understand why Christians gather in churches to celebrate what to them appears to be foolishness. And yet, this event is the foundation of our faith. Not only because the Word of God speaks of it, but because believers all over the world know with certainty that Jesus Christ lives within their hearts. Those who knew and believed in Jesus didn't think he could come back to life after being crucified, such a terrible death. Joseph, who was a member of the council, Joseph of Arimathea, asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. He prepared it for burial and placed him in his own tomb. Early on a Sunday morning, some women came to the tomb with more spices for his body. If either Joseph or the women had expected Jesus to come to life, they wouldn't have made all these preparations for his burial. Mm-mm. Even Jesus' own disciples, who had walked with him for 3.5 years, they heard him teach, witnessed his miracles, and watched him raise the dead, yet they didn't expect his resurrection. Earlier in his ministry, when he first revealed that he was going to be killed and rise on the third day, the Apostle Peter denied that this would or could ever happen to him and was strongly rebuked by Jesus. But just as he had said, Jesus died on a cross, and when the women returned to the tomb, they discovered it was empty. Two angels told them that Jesus had risen. Praise God, they said. The angels said to the women, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen." Praise God. Only then did the women remember his words about his resurrection. However, when they told the disciples, they thought the women were speaking nonsense. They were crazy. But Peter and John got up and ran to the tomb, and they discovered it was true. Jesus was no longer dead. So, dear one, let me ask you this. What does Jesus' resurrection mean to us today? Although many people still don't believe Jesus rose from the dead, for those of us who have trusted in him as our Savior, his resurrection is not only true, but also relevant and very, very personal. Because he lives, we don't have to live with loneliness of heart anymore. We have absolute assurance that Christ is alive and living within us, just as he promised. He did not leave us as orphans. Instead, he sent his Holy Spirit, the third member of the Godhead, to indwell our hearts. Since Jesus now lives inside believers through his Spirit, we are never truly alone. Hallelujah. Because he lives, we don't have to worry whether God will provide for us. Early in his ministry, Jesus told his followers that his Father, who takes care of the birds, the grass, the flowers, would also provide for their needs. This promise would have meant nothing had Jesus been just a man. But because he is the Son of the living God, who overcame death, we know we can trust his word. So no situation or need is too large for his almighty, all-merciful, gracious hands. In his perfect time and way, he will provide whatever we need. Because he lives, you and I can pray with confidence. After his resurrection, Jesus ascended to the Father's right hand, where he intercedes for us. Knowing this assures us that he will answer our requests. And 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 tells us, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us and will grant us our requests. Instead of doubting, we should wait expectantly and look for his answer. Amen? Amen. Because he lives, we can have a godly, powerful influence in the lives of others. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Through the power of his indwelling spirit, you and I can be an influential light in this dark world and a preserving flavor in our society. Because he lives, we can experience the Holy Spirit living inside us. Although the disciples had been with Jesus for 3.5 years, they were not equipped to complete the work he'd given them until the Holy Spirit came to indwell and empower them. That's why Christ told them to stay in Jerusalem until they received the promise of the Father, that being the Holy Spirit. This same Spirit who came to them also lives within every person who has ever trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Praise God! He's the one, who opens our eyes. He helps us understand that Jesus died in our place so our sins could be forgiven and we could be saved. When we repent and believe in Christ, his Holy Spirit seals us as children of God, and no one can ever break that seal. Jesus' resurrection makes our salvation certain, secure, and unbreakable. Because he lives, we can have peace in the midst of the most difficult times, like we're living in now. Before his crucifixion, the Lord told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. But do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." You see, Christ's peace is like an anchor that sustains us in life's storms. Although we may cry out to him in confusion and desperation, he never forsakes us, but he sits at the Father's right hand, working on our behalf. Jesus understands our weaknesses and is always with us to take us through our difficulties and help us become the people he desires us to be. He brings us through to victory. Because he lives, we can face death courageously, boldly, and confidently. Jesus is alive and is the source of our eternal life. If he is our Savior, we will enter immediately into his holy presence when we die. Because Jesus lives, we never truly die, but live forever with him in heaven. There is no hope without Jesus, and all hope for eternity with him. When we trust Christ as our Savior, the gift of eternal life becomes ours. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Praise God. Two things are essential for salvation, my friend. Confessing Jesus as Lord and believing in his resurrection. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 tells us, "For by grace," grace is unmerited, undeserved favor, "for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." So, dear one, salvation is wrapped up in God's awesome love and power, and not in our good works. We must admit that we're sinners, and we must believe that Jesus is the only one who can forgive us and make us acceptable to God. Jesus said about himself, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Dear one, are you ready to make that commitment to Jesus Christ today? He made the ultimate commitment for you when he was nailed to that cross, when he endured an excruciating and agonizing death, bearing your sin, bearing your punishment and mine, the punishment that we so deserved upon Calvary's cross. He bore the sins of the world for all time. And all you need to do is to open your heart to him today and become a citizen of heaven and have your sins forgiven. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Now is your appointed time. Dear one, if you've not yet made Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord, you can do it right now. As we pray together, pray this with all your heart. Repeat after me. You can either pray these exact words or use your own words. Pray after me. Dear God in heaven. That's right. Pray out loud. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. And in my heart, I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's holy word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I'm healed, and I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. That's the greatest decision you have ever made, dear one. If you've prayed that prayer with me, if you've decided to follow Jesus from this point forward, to live for him, if you've decided to serve him all the days of your life, you are now a citizen of heaven. And this is just the first step. So to deepen this relationship with Jesus, you should read your Bible every day to get to know him better. And then talk to God every day in prayer. Prayer is simple. It's simply communication with our Heavenly Father. And you do it in the name of Jesus. And then you need to tell others about this decision that you've made to receive Jesus Christ into your heart. Praise God. You need to tell other people. Be a witness for Jesus. Be a representative, an ambassador for Christ and his love. And then as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Get plugged into a good local church. Become part of the family of God. Get involved in a ministry. Reach out to your city. Reach out to your coworkers, your family, friends, and tell them about Jesus and what he's done and about his goodness. Praise God. Thank you for listening today, my friend. And I would just ask you to go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Check us out, and especially you pastors out there, look at our testimonials page on the website and see what other pastors and church leaders have had to say about our ministry. We've ministered all over the United States of America, and we continue to do so. Please, Pastor, pray about inviting me to come and to preach and teach your congregation and your community. God is doing wonderful things in our services. People are being saved, delivered, healed, filled with the Holy Spirit. So please, Pastor, give it some serious prayer. Give our ministry a shot at your church. Praise God. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.